Maseches Kelim, Perek Chofches Mishne Dalet, Matpeche Svarim, Covers of Svarim, Bein Mitzuyoris, Bein Sheinen Mitzuyoris, Temeis Gedidu Beshamai. Beshamai holds that covers of Svarim, whether they have designs or whether they do not have designs, they are Tomei. The reason they are Tomei if they do not have designs is because they can be used both for Svarim and both for Tashmishi Adam. The reason they are Tomei if they have designs is even though if they have designs they are now miyuchot for Svarim, and things that are miyuchot for Svarim are not metame, still in this case, since people handle the covers of the Svarim regularly, they are Tomei. The covers have designs, they are tar, since they are miyuchot for Svarim and are not used for Tashmishi Adam. And Shana Mitzvahis Tameis, if they do not have designs, they are Tomei, since they can be used for other usages which are Tashmishi Adam. Whether they have designs or whether they do not have designs, they are tar, since right now they are miyuchot for Svarim, even if they do not have designs, they are tar.
Kippa, a hair covering of a woman that became tummy matters, as others of sat on it, and it became an avatuma tumas matter. Even though only kelim that are miyuchad liyeshiva that are used for sitting are makabel tumas matters, this kippa is sometimes used for sitting also, so therefore is considered miyuchad liyeshiva. We must know our sefer tar min amedris avotame tmeime. If the woman decided to use the kippa instead of a hair covering as a covering for a sefer, it is tar min amedris. Even though it had already become tamei medrash, it is now tahar. That tumah has gone away, but it would be makabel tumas meis if after it became a covering for a sefer, it came into contact or was under the same oil of the meis, it would become tumah. As original tumah, the tumas medrash has gone away when she decided to change the usage into the covering of a sefer. As the covering of a sefer is not miyuchad liyeshiva and is not makabel tumas medrash, so therefore now that the kli has changed, the status of the kli is different, and the original tuma is gone, but it would still be makabel other tumas besides medrash, like we saw in the previous mission, that sometimes the covering of the sefer would be makabel tuma. Chama sha'aso shetiach. U'shetiach sha'aso chama. Ta. The chama is a water skin, but he changed the usage of the chama, and he turned it into a carpet. He unstitched it, and now he uses it for sitting. And originally the chametz had become tummy before he changed the usage. Now that he changed the usage into a carpet, the original tumah is gone. Or a carpet that he stitched it up and turned it into a water skin, it would be tar, even if it had become tummy before he changed it into the chametz. Now that he changed it into a chametz, that original tumah is gone. Now it would be makabel tumah mikana laba, still considered a kli and is makabel tumah, but since he changed the kli into a different kli, just like if you break a kli, the original tumah is gone, so too, if you change it into a different kli, the original tumah is gone, and it would only be makabel tumah mikan ula haba. From now on, it would be makabel tumah, but all tumah is gone. Chama sha'asa tormo, utormo sha'asa chama. A water skin that was turned into a shepherd's purse. He changed the usage from a water skin into a shepherd's purse. Or, he changed the shepherd's purse into a chama, into a water skin, he changed the usage of the kli. Kar sha'aso sadin, usadin sha'aso kar, a pillow that he changed the usage into a sheet, or a sheet that he changed the usage into a pillow. Kaseh sha'aso mitzpachas, umitzpachas sha'aso kaseh tummy. A mattress that was turned into a kerchief, or a kerchief that was turned into a mattress. In all these cases, if the kli had become tummy before he changed the usage, it retains the tumah, it's still tummy, as the change of usage over here would not take away the original tumah, since you didn't make a drastic change in the kli. This is the general rule. Kol sheshineu lishmo tamei l'shem achar tar. Anytime you change the original kli into a kli that has the same shame, that has a similar name and has a similar usage, such as in all these cases that we mentioned, you change the water skin into a purse, that both of them have similar usages, they're both a kli kibo, they're both receptacles, or you change the pillow into a sheet, they're both flat kalim that you sit on or lay down on, so therefore it's not a drastic change in the usage of the kli. In all these cases that you change it into a similar type kli, it retains its original tumah, l'shem acher tar. But if you change the kli into a different name, into a totally different type of kli with a different usage, then if it had become tame originally, now that you change the usage of the kli, it would be tar, such as the cases we had earlier in the Mishnah where you change a water skin into a carpet that has a totally different usage. You change it from a kli kibar receptacle into a flat kli, so therefore since you change it to a different name, it's considered like a broken kli that loses its original tumah and would only be makabel tumah mikanel abah from now on.